Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. It is 15 minutes after 10 a.m. on this Getaway Friday. The last Friday of summer, I believe it is. Yes, it is. Autumn comes Monday or Tuesday. Finally joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And next hour, we have a little treat for you, and then Matt will be back during the noon hour today. And then tonight, we'll be at the game. Now, I'm kind of excited about tonight's game because, I mean, it was hard to get excited before the Brown Jug because that was a lot of fun. But I like this game tonight. It's River Valley. It's Harding. It's a grudge game. It's at Harding Stadium. And you've got...
Presidential Field.
Right. Both teams are poor. You know, River Valley's 2-2, and Harding is, and Harding is...
Sorry, I was looking at the high school sports numbers. That's how I was going to look at the...
Well, no, River Valley's 2-2, Harding's 3-1, but Harding went into overtime in their last game and only lost to Lima Senior by 6 points. River Valley only beat Pleasant by 7 this year, and Pleasant's not doing very well at all. So I expect this game to be very good tonight, and apparently a lot of interceptions thrown by River Valley in the Pleasant game. So I think there might be something to this game tonight.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, when I went to River Valley was not good.
They've been good, though, the last few years.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I don't really keep up with them. But what is Harding's record?
1-3.
1-3.
Yeah. Two games that they've lost, Lima Senior only lost by 6, and last week went into overtime.
Wait, they're 1-4.
1-4. How 1-4?
Because they played. They're 1-4. They lost to they beat Mount Vernon. They lost to Ashland. They lost to Lima. They lost to Highland.
That's 1-3.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I said that, didn't I?
I thought you said 1-2. I don't know why.
No, 1-3.
That's because I four games.
Four games. Yeah. 1-3 and 2-2. So that's what you got tonight.
2-2.
Yeah.
Oh, River Valley doing better than Harding. That's crazy.
Well, right, but I think River Valley has played easier teams, and Harding has not lost much, lost by much in their last two.
Harding or River Valley beat Pleasant by 7.
By 7. Think about that. Remember the year before they shut them out at home.
It's a rivalry game. I don't know.
No, you remember the rivalry game the prior year?
They got beat by Buckeye Valley, but Buckeye Valley is a bigger school. I don't know anything about Madison, but it's Mansfield, so I assume that's a bigger school. They killed Elgin, 42-15.
And Elgin's not good. But Pleasant, that's going to tell the tale right there. Because Pleasant is not great, if you look at their record. And Pleasant is also, that is during their turmoil period, with all of the stuff going on with their coach. And the year before, River Valley shut out Pleasant at Pleasant. That game was at River Valley.
Pleasant is just as, their record is just as poor as Harding.
That's what I'm saying.
1-3.
And River Valley only beat them by 7 at River Valley.
But Pleasant's games have all been close. They played North Union, lost by 3. They played Hopewell, lost 7. The only game they got killed in is Whitehall versus Whitehall Yearlings. I don't know what Whitehall, Ohio is, but they lost by, 29. And then they lost to River Valley by 7.
So basically, the story is
close
here.
Games.
Yeah, so the story here is this is going to be a good game. Because as I said, you covered it, didn't you? Didn't you cover the River Valley? No, you didn't.
Last one?
Yeah. No, last year. Yeah. River Valley beat Pleasant by... Pleasant didn't put any points on the scoreboard.
Oh, I didn't cover that.
And I remember talking about that. And it was at Pleasant. And this year, 7 points. So that does not say much for River Valley as a team this year. And Harding is not great either, but it's at home this year. It's at Harding. So, and last year, Harding in the River Valley game, I think because it's a rivalry game, did score points. I think they were worse last year.
Yeah. I don't know. Harding was worse last year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
They won one game the entire year.
Yeah, but...
And I don't remember any close games.
But they're... I mean, maybe their defense got better, but their offense, I feel like, was significantly better last year. I mean, I don't know who they had. Well, they had... yeah, I mean...
Well, let me put it... You're going to see a game tonight.
Oh, and yeah, I agree with that. It's
and you're a good time. And you're certainly going to hear a crowd reaction, because I'm sure the River Valley side will be as packed as the Harding side, because they're both local. And it is a rivalry game.
People love this game.
Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Scott E.S. Pears, and, of course, Matthew, no relation to Robert W. Morgan. How are you, fine boys, on this extremely July-like?
Doing well.
Doing well. How's it going, Adam?
Oh, not nice and toasty, but, you know.
It is warm.
Okay. Just had one question. I don't know if it's come up during your two-hour extravaganza so far. Maybe I was urinating if somebody called. Of course, you know, Ted, I'm not sure if he would be as intrigued by it as our younger listeners, but certainly his calls are quite smashing. The newsman reported on the new website for MarionOhio.us. I'm sure you heard.
I did.
The website has debuted. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Well, go pull it up. You got a computer there, right?
I do.
I'd like to know, especially Matt, you know, you're young, you grew up, you know, using the internet.
What is the website for Marion, Ohio?
MarionOhio.us.
Okay.
And so, it has this mobile-friendly and responsive look that is obviously important, but it looks very canned. Like, the same company does the same site for hundreds of other...
Why is the lettering all smashed together at the top?
Yeah, well, that's a problem. It's got design issues. Yeah, I'm sure our friend, my fellow person in the landlord business, who lives out west by the railroad tracks, right? He has a first name as a last name, so maybe she's... If not, I'll just send her a message. She gets up at like 5 in the morning. Maybe she's seen it. I'm sure she has an opinion. Her opinions are always... I mean, not always agree with them, but they're always stimulating. It just looks canned. It looks like the same site they've done for hundreds of other places. Of course, there's resistance when something is new. And they still haven't put up the agenda for the Monday meetings. You know, the news guy likes to have those on for Friday. That's why they're not on, because he doesn't know what the heck they are. So maybe they're just a little delayed. Maybe they're just hot and they're out sunning themselves or something. So...
Is this website done?
It's again. There's going to be a difference.
Up?
I mean, even if it's better, but I looked at it and said, "This is canned." Look, I was real excited about this new site.
I could tell you ran it on the news for like 4 days.
Yeah, and I do a municipal site for a village in Bremen, Ohio, in Fairfield County. I used to do Baltimore, Ohio, and certainly, and I've consulted on multiple municipal sites, but this one just looks so canned. It's like they do the same site for everybody.
But so what do you say?
What do you think, Matt? I mean, Scott doesn't give his opinion. Why even bother asking? But, Matt, you'll give me an opinion if I ask. So, you know, you're 22, 23, something like that. You grew up with the internet. What do you think of it? What do you think of it versus the previous site?
It certainly seems more modern. There's that. I mean, the previous site certainly looks like it was designed like, like when the internet was created.
Are you seeing, Ryan, that it just looks canned, like it's the same site that this company does for hundreds of other places? And obviously it's different because it's new. I mean, you want to give it a chance, but I don't... organizing is lacking.
And there's just links on the website that seem to lead to nowhere.
You know, it's like how a lot of cars nowadays all look the same.
There's a blank contact us section.
Now, somebody out there listening, hold on a second. Somebody out there listening wants to know the website, MarianOhio.us.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I guess we do a good news job because people know our news and they don't need to look at the Marian, Ohio site to get things like agendas, which it isn't posted yet. So you've seen the previous site. Yes, it was old school. And sometimes I like that because it's easier. It didn't look quite as good on mobile. The problem, this one just looks so canned. It's like it's the same site every other town has that would use the company that they apparently hired. There are design issues. Yes, words are scrunched together, or at least they were on my computer. And this is so common in technology, they put the cart before the horse.
Most websites are designed about the same, no matter who does the website design. I mean, they, for the most part, they all have like an about us, like they have a bar at the top, they have it's all roughly the same.
Don't you want it to have some personality? Look at how old.
No, not really, because, like, honestly, if I'm going to go to a website, the odds are, 9 out of 10 times, I already know how to navigate it because I already know how to navigate all the other websites. If I had to go to a website and then figure out a whole new design every time I went to a different website, I feel like that'd be a little tedious.
But don't you want it to be unique to cities that are this size?
I'm all about efficiency. Uniqueness is kind of, you know.
Yeah, and they're yeah, again, I take a look at it. I guess my perspective being different. You have, and as a, you know, put it in the category of nonprofits. I've done a lot of nonprofit sites, and I'd rather something seem to have a little bit.
Are you getting a call?
Don't worry about it. It's a client. It's not. Don't worry. No, I will. She can wait in line. I'll still be here. Sorry, haters. Adam will be around for a while. So I mean,
somebody's calling to
city
complain.
Council, city taxes, etc. No, it's not that. Be in the works. I'm not sure of that little icon for in the works, like the four hands and the check. I don't understand quite exactly what the point of that was. Love your city. Why does that have skyscrapers? And that, you know, and that also shows the canned nature. It's like these are canned icons. Marion isn't a skyscraper city.
I think it's just because skyscrapers are like.
What is that?
Well, I think it's just because skyscrapers are like if you see skyscrapers, you're going to think city. I mean, I think that's probably just it. I mean, the skyscrapers just denote city.
Yes, for Chicago or Dallas.
Or just anywhere. I mean, we don't have skyscrapers, I guess, but if you see skyscrapers, you think of city, so it's Marion City.
Yeah, I'd like to see something. See, that what they're saying, love your, and, you know, Scott's not going to make an opinion, so I'll just talk to you about it, because you can't get an opinion out of that.
Well, you haven't asked.
Well, you know, my father asking. I've known you 10, 11 years. I'm not that goofy, but
okay.
That'll give an opinion, so I'll ask him.
Well, it's just a website. Yeah. I don't know that this is the.
Well, websites are important. You know, I've been doing them since 1995. So, I've done municipal and nonprofit sites.
I don't even see what skyscrapers are you talking about?
If you go back to the home menu,
under the round icon,
love your city.
What
there.
I'm saying is that these are it's canned because they use the same icon. I would say for every town. And it's Marion, it's not Chicago or Dallas or New York. And they're talking about Marion having a personality. What sets Marion apart? Put something in that icon that is more Marion appropriate. I'm not saying a picture of Mary Ellen Withrow or Warren G. Harding or some famous person. Something that's more Marion related. It's like they took that icon, the same one they used for Dallas. If they did Dallas or a large city that you would think of as having skyscrapers. And utility building one is okay. It's generic looking. Reserve a park is okay. And that in the works icon, I don't even understand that. You matter, Scott, do you understand what the purpose of that with the four hands and the check mark?
Well, I guess my question is, what did you expect?
I don't know. I was excited when the newsman told me about this new website, and it's like, okay, well, there are some aspects that are positive. It is mobile friendly. You know, select language. That's nice. I'm in favor of that. In the calendar, calendar is right there in front, but it's goofy the way you navigate it, and it looks so canned, like they do. Like this company does the same site for everybody, and something that should be unique about Marion. Love your city because Marion is unique. Maybe even a list of the proclamation about the strongest town award. You know, maybe a biceps or something about strongest town winner or something. I don't know. But that picture just looks generic, like they use it for everybody. And maybe it's just, Adam, when I do sites, every site is unique. You know, cans are for soup. They're not for websites. So there's my own bias there. But, you know, I am, Scott. I'll give my opinion. I'm a little different than you are. Whereas the strongest town thing, okay, that's...
I'm not a big fan of soup. There's an opinion for you.
That's fine. Well, that's okay. Well, I'm sure you have an opinion about things that are really not overly relevant or important.
Trust me, websites fall into that category. Trust me, they do.
Yeah. Well, look at the select language. There's about 100 languages there. But, you know, I didn't even heard a half of these languages. Well, I haven't heard 90% of these languages. Why would you want to translate it to Aymara? Aymara. I've never heard of that language. I'll go along with Spanish, French, even some Indian and Chinese, Japanese, Italian, maybe. But
you skipped over Spanish. I think that's the most popular after English.
Look at those languages, Matt. Have you heard of those languages? You're a man of the world. Who's going to translate it to Makassar? I've never heard of that language. And I actually had not even looked at that before I called you this morning because it just came out, I think it was yesterday. The newsman told me because he was looking for the council agenda for the committees, which has not been posted yet.
I don't think this website's 100% done yet.
I was clicking select the language thinking I would see, I would see English, Spanish, French, Chinese, languages we've heard of that would be of some use.
Well,
we've got to translate it to Luganda. What is Luganda? Is that necessary?
Maybe.
That's something that this company, Civic Plus, does, I think, for other sites, which further shows that it's canned.
My guess is it's probably just an AI that does it for them. I don't think they
Matt,
we have
too much AI now. We need to have human beings that coexist with computers. Again, I know this is a kind of a crazy analogy, but it's like science and religion coexist. As you know, I'm not religious, but I believe in God, as I tell people.
Well, I think a lot of scientists would probably disagree with that, but
science mentality.
I understand.
Science and religion can coexist. AI and humans can coexist easily and help each other. But I know you're right. I think it is, and it's a case where AI has become...
Well, is that not a good application of AI?
Sorry?
I said, is that not a good application of AI?
Not having 100+ languages, most of which, someone like myself who knows a little bit about languages have even heard of before. I'm all for putting in Spanish, French, Chinese, Japanese, etc.
Well, I don't think they're there for you. I think they're there for the people who speak those languages.
Well, how many people that speak Luo or Lingala or Malays are going to look at the website?
Your guess is as good as mine, but I don't think they put any extra effort into it.
Maybe Marion has become so popular because of us winning the strongest town that people in some countries I've never even heard of before would look at the site, and that's great, but I doubt it.
I would love to know the traffic to the city website, period. I mean, I think the reason nobody was complaining for years and years and years is because nobody cared. What are you going to go there for? The agendas? I mean, find out who your city councilman is.
I like to look at the bios and information about the council members. And
most people don't. Most people don't even know who their council member is.
Well, they should. The people that work there. I use it every month when I
What bios are on this? What do they have bios now?
Yeah, they have some missing information from what I saw. But actually, one important use. Is just to pay your sewer bill, sewer and trash bill.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but Marion landlords do that. So
you can pay those at Kroger, by the way.
That one's not too bad. The dollar sign and the credit card, that's not too bad. I don't know, Scott. Maybe I'm missing something. You're being in the education business. What that in the works icon with the four hands? and the check mark. Well, what does that symbolize?
I don't know.
Do you understand that icon?
I think it's supposed to be like community working together. That's my best guess. The hands are all holding each other.
Yeah, I don't know. It's odd.
Well, I didn't expect much. I mean, it's the city website.
Yeah, I don't know. This Love Your City, that to me is one of the most important icons, because Mayor Bill, that's one thing that he's promoting. I like Mayor Scott and his "You'll Feel Right at Home." I don't mind Love Your City, though. I can learn to like it. But this icon, which is more appropriate for Chicago or Dallas or New York.
Hey, the other day we were at
Mayor Bill, change that icon. And call in. Well, he's not going to call in, but send me an email, Bill, adam@wwdh1071.com, because you said Bill listens. Mayor
Bill, I didn't say Bill listens. Jason Schauber said Bill listens.
Well, maybe Jason, he's outgoing council member. Maybe he knows. He's a sharp guy. So, Jason, if you're listening, can you email me or call me, 614-530-ADAM. You can text me or call me anytime. I don't care. Explain why they use that big city with skyscrapers.
Adam, I think the city hall number's on there. Give Mayor Bill a call down there and see if he takes your call.
Mayor Bill's not going to talk to me.
Well, then why are you giving your number if he's not going to talk to you?
Well, maybe he'll call me. I don't know.
Why would he call you if he's not going to take your call?
Well, maybe Jason will call. Jason, I probably could just send Jason. I'll just do that. I'll send Jason a message. Okay?
Are you scared of Mayor Bill? Call down to city hall and ask for him. And by the way, call him Mayor Bill. I'm sure he'll like that.
Well, and Anthony, he listens. So, I mean, he's Matt's age, a little older than Matt. He might know. I mean, I understand he wasn't.
Does Anthony have a job down there?
But he might know. So, yeah, any of these people that are listening, explain why a Love Your City icon more appropriate for Chicago or Dallas or New York or even Columbus.
Adam, I hate to tell you this, but Anthony does not work down there, and the chances that they consulted Jason on this website are about 1%. So if you want answers to your questions, you're going to have to call Mayor Bill. And by the way, make sure you ask for Mayor Bill when you call and see if he takes your call.
What am I supposed to call him? That's his name, right?
No, I think he likes being called Mayor Collins.
I don't think he'd care if I called him Mayor Bill.
Okay, call him Mayor Bill. Go down there. Call him Mayor Bill.
I'd call him Mayor Welcome. That'd be kind of complicated.
Do that.
Say welcome, Mayor Welcome.
No, but there's your answers, and that's who will give you answers on this.
I don't think he'd call. I don't think he'd mind. I think he'd think it's the appropriate thing to call him. I don't follow.
What if we get another mayor named like Bill Smith?
Well, Bill's a common name. We might.
Right, but if you say Mayor Bill, I don't know which one you're referring to.
Got S's and Marion that are well known. You know, you being one of them before, so that's common also.
Right. But in any event, but I think the mayor would take you. Why wouldn't the mayor take your call?
I will put out a call. You know, I can just send her a message because she messages me back and forth sometimes. You know, Naomi with the first name and the last name.
I'm sure she does not have any idea.
Maybe she knows. I mean, she's sharp.
Right, but if you want it from the horse's mouth, call the mayor.
I just like to know anybody. Ted, you know, Ted's a sharp guy.
Okay.
Explain that.
Why do you think the mayor wouldn't take your phone call?
I don't think he likes anybody at the station.
I don't think that's true at all. I think he's fine. I think he just does not want to do interviews.
Well, that would be an interview. It would be a question.
No, that's more of a...
If I were to see him at Kroger and say, "Oh, hi, Mayor Bill, how you doing?" He'd say, "I'm doing great, thanks." But he wouldn't answer any questions.
Well, but that is a question. How you doing?
Well, that's not a question regarding city policy or city websites or government. It's a generic... You know, man-to-man question.
So you think he would consider this, like, high-profile information, the website?
I think it's important.
I don't think he would.
Okay. Well, anyway, if anybody who's listening who has information about the website or has an opinion, again, someone like, well, you know, Naomi, she certainly has opinions, and she listens. So, Naomi, call us. I'd like to know what you think.
All right.
Maybe I'm crazy.
We'll clear the lines and see if anybody has an opinion.
Maybe, you know, Matt gave an answer. I tend to agree with what Matt said. I just think the icon is goofy and it's ugly. The credit card one I like. The Reserve Parks one I like. City taxes, well, it's a dollar sign and a piece of paper with a chart. Well, that's appropriate. So that's not too bad.
Okay.
Well, that's all I had. That's all I had for you guys.
Well, we'll see if anybody is interested in this.
But I would say, you know, let me turn the volume up here, and I'll put a call out to anybody who'd like to call in with his or her opinion of the website. I'd love to hear it.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day, boys.
Bye-bye. All right. So the question is, do you have an opinion on the new city website, which launched today? Okay. 740-383-9944. We know that one of our listeners, Trish out there, did want to go look at it. So what does anybody think of the new city website?
I don't think it's done.
I don't know.
I mean, I saw you clicking around, and up at the top there, like, the words are kind of all blended together, and you went to, I don't know, one of the things, and there's, like, drop-down menus, but when you click on the drop-down menu, nothing happens. There's empty contact us boxes. Also, what is that a picture of?
I think this is a downtown market.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what it is. I think it's the downtown market. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good. I'm not calling from Columbus.
Oh, where are you?
See, I'm trying to set the record for the furthest phone call away to WGH.
Oh, where are you?
I am at the southernmost point of the United States here in Key West.
Key West? Well, a call in from Key West this morning. My goodness, how are things in Key West?
Sunny and warm.
Well, it's about 90 degrees here.
Well, it's not that here as well.
Oh, there you go.
But I think we got better scenery.
I think you do. So what's going on in Key West?
I came down for a family wedding.
Oh, nice. Has that happened yet?
No, it's tomorrow.
Okay.
Everybody's getting drunk and realizing they haven't made a mistake yet.
Well, make sure you wear black.
No, actually, it's beach casual wear.
Oh, beach casual. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, all right. But now I have to do the map work here to see if this is farther away than Idaho.
I know. You might have topped Idaho. I think you very well might have topped it.
I think so. All right. I just want to go down to the WGH record book.
All right. Now, did you check out the website? Because that's a big controversy here.
No, I haven't yet.
You heard that was a controversy this morning.
I've been casual this morning. I haven't heard anything yet this morning. So, but I'll tune in and then catch up and get caught up.
Well, thanks, Bob.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bob calling in from Key West, Florida this morning. Maybe the furthest call in WGH history. I know we had Idaho. We had some people up in the eastern United States. Where were they from? I can't remember. Boston area, I think. Calling in for a while. Now Key West, Florida. How about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on the website. I know some people were looking. Maybe you're taking it all in. If there is a politician who went to the website or knows some of these answers, feel free to let us know. We would love to know what you think of the website.
Looks nice, I guess. Certainly looks newer.
I just wonder how many people are really visiting the city's website.
Probably about two.
I just don't know. I mean, unfortunately, city government, as you can tell by the attendance at city council meetings, is not something a lot of people are interested in.
I've only gotten on the city website a handful of times, and that was to look for phone numbers. So I don't know.
Well, what went on this week? Oh, we were at city council. What'd you make of Monday night city council meeting?
Monday night city council meeting?
Yeah, you haven't been on the show since the whole Goodrich story broke.
Well, that's terrible. That whole thing. The city council meeting. It was a committee meeting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It went about as per usual, I think. I'm not 100% sure what it's about, they shot down something that the auditor wanted put to full council, which they were going to put to full council originally, but then for some reason or another, Ayers, I think it was, changed his mind, and then everybody else changed their mind, too. Yeah. Besides that, I don't remember anything incredible. Your average meeting, I think.
Yeah, more or less. I don't know. You know, I think the question of what's going on with the city's finances and why do we continue to do the same dance has been the big question.
Do you know what it was that they didn't send on to full council?
Oh, it was some appropriation from the auditor. I don't remember.
Oh, so they're just not letting her appropriate funds?
No, it's because they felt the numbers were off or something. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I just do not understand why it continues to go down that city council or committees feel that they are the boss of these elected officials. I'm not quite sure about that. Who's city council's boss?
I guess Mary Stoneburner. She's president of council.
Well, who's her boss?
Well, I guess in theory, nobody. I don't think anybody, as far as council is concerned, is above.
Well, anyway, let's turn to this. What did you make of the jug coverage? I was going to ask you that at 8:15 this morning, but we kind of went through that. But
I slept. was sleeping. No, it was good. I mean, I thought the jug was fun. As per usual, it was good. The governor came this time, which was, you know, a surprise. I don't know that I was expecting that. So that's two governors I've now met.
Nice man.
Yeah, I mean, I've never met the one in person besides yesterday, but yeah, nice fellow.
Yeah, very nice guy, good guy. Sat down and talked with us for 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, gave us a lot of time considering. I mean, he had things to do at the Little Brown Jug. And he was just sitting there talking to us for, 15, 20 minutes.
Well, it was very nice to see him walk in and hug Mary Ellen and say, you know, how are you doing and the whole bit. Just couldn't have been nicer. And I was not for certain there was going to be an interview. And so that was nice that he sat down and did all that.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, he's a busy fellow. I mean, he certainly didn't have to.
No, and as I say, once you get past people's politics, I think it's important to understand that some people are just nice people. What do you say? She won the Triple Crown.
Yep, won the Triple Crown.
Yeah, so a good guy.
Good guy. She being Mary Ellen.
Yeah. And he let us get some political questions in, some personal questions. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that he said that he didn't think that Jim Tressel would run for governor.
No, I think that's interesting.
I guess the first time I've heard that.
Oh, there you go. News is always... He hasn't done a whole lot of press lately. That's why I wasn't sure if he was going to do an interview or if he was going to make a statement or if he was just going to stop by and say hello to Mary Ellen. I didn't know exactly what he was going to do. I wasn't even sure he was showing up.
Yeah. I mean, it went well.
But there is something when you're doing a live broadcast to have the sitting governor walk into it. You know, that's a moment.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Then Roger announcing he's done calling the jug. He will continue to do some of the smaller races, but no longer doing the jug after 57 years.
Well, I mean, 57 years is a good long amount of time. I mean, you know, that's a record he's going to hold for a while. I mean, you know. Yeah.
You know, but he does.
57 years is a lot longer than some people's careers last.
Well, I think, though, he makes the point that he says that he loves his job more than his family, and he said that on many different occasions. But he also said when he knew last year was his last jug, which he knew it, he said he made that decision 2 years ago, and he said this year, first time not doing it in 57 years. Not sad. Not emotional.
Well, I mean,
people always think that when you do like doing something, that the end has to be emotional. And I don't think it really is.
I mean, he did it for 57 years and not just the jug. I mean, the man called a whole bunch of other horse races. I think that, I mean, you know, at some point enough is enough, I guess.
Well, that's it. There's a big misconception that just because you like doing something doesn't mean you have to do it forever. that there comes a point where maybe you've done it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, I'm not certain, but I'm not, because I'm not big into the horse racing kind of whole thing, but as far as I know, Roger Houston is considered the greatest of all time in horse harness racing announcing. So, I mean, what more could you ask for?
Well, there was a day named after him yesterday.
Yeah, he did mention that, yeah.
So how did you think the interaction went between Governor DeWine and Mary Ellen? Now, she certainly did not know he was coming.
Oh, it was good. I mean, you know, I mean, there were no, I mean, no issues. I mean, they're friendly. They knew each other. I do believe they, I don't know if they worked together, but I think they served in state level together.
Well, I think he was in Washington when she was. I think he might have been a congressman then, and or a senator. I can't remember which he was. But he's had about every job in Ohio.
Why didn't he run for president?
Oh, I don't think he ever got that far.
Oh, he held every other office.
Well, it took him a long time to get to governor. You know, the last job he had was attorney general. So Mike DeWine has just, he's liked to be in office.
Well, fair enough, I guess.
78. I don't know why people have such a problem with him.
DeWine?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are a couple of things.
No, but to me, there's a guy, again, no matter what you think of his policies or what you think of his job,
oh, you
a
mean
nice
like
man.
Personally?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't see why anybody's got anything against him personally. I mean, nice enough fellow. I mean, I like I said, I've never been alone with the man, but nice enough fellow.
No, but people come after him personally. I mean, this man was a Republican before most people now were born who claim to be Republicans. So I think them critiquing his job is kind of comical, saying he's not the real Republican. This man was in office before a lot of these people were born.
Well, how long has he been in office?
Long time.
Longer than 22 years, longer than that?
Oh, yeah. He's been, well, gosh, he's been in at least since the 80s.
Oh, well, he's been in office long before me, then.
Yeah. And I mean, gosh, probably the 70s. Well, didn't Roger say his father ran his campaign at one point? Something like that. There's some connection between them. Or he ran the can. I can't remember how that all went. But it was way back. His first campaign. So, I mean, we're talking 70s or 80s here.
Oh, I don't remember any of that, no.
But I'm always reminded of that every time I've seen Governor DeWine or interviewed him, that the man is a nice man. I mean, he's not a difficult guy. Some people are difficult.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people who were, well, I don't know, but I also know a lot of people who weren't happy with how he handled it. But I know a lot of people were happy with how he handled COVID. And a lot of other governors, I do believe, followed his lead, I guess, followed his example.
He did bring that up yesterday, which I thought was interesting. The COVID times.
Yeah. Well, he said that was his first term.
Yeah, pretty much. More or less. So
yeah.
That's the way that goes. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. It's always interesting. 76 degrees in Marion. Apparently going to be close to 90 today. That's not good for this football game.
It'll be fine. The sun will be going down by then, roughly.
Not quite.
It'll be getting there.
It usually doesn't start to go down until halftime.
Game will start about 7.
Right. So we're not going to see that till 8:30.
That's about an hour.
It's going to be hot. The last one was hot, and it wasn't even that hot outside.
Well, we were also, there were four of us crammed up there next to each other.
Yeah, but there's a ton of people always in that box.
There will be also this time because, well, not all the games, just because not all the games are, you know, not all the games are as covered as others, but I'm sure the River Valley Harding game will be covered by everybody who covered the first Harding home game.
Probably. So it'll be on every station tonight, but I think it's the way you do it that separates that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if everybody sounded the same, you could just pick any radio station.
Yeah, and tonight I have good feelings because, as my understanding, the Jug broadcast came out well, and the original football broadcast came out well. So as long as both of those sounded well, we must be in good shape. I don't know what was... You know, we got a call this morning because last night I took a 10-minute break. And when I took that 10-minute break, I went and listened for a second to see how we were sounding, and it sounded terrible. And I could not understand what was going on. And we got a call this morning that said, when you stepped away, it sounded terrible. So I don't know what was going on during that time. How did... See, I never heard it when I wasn't on it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't hear it when I was on it, so I couldn't tell you. But I mean, I don't know. I mean,
like when you tuned it in, when Roger was sitting there and DeWine was sitting there, could you hear them crystal clear as you were hearing me?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just about.
Well, I don't know what was good because I could not. If I were even trying to make out what you and Mary Ellen were saying, I couldn't. Now, I don't know what the reason for that was at that time, but something was going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, could you hear Mary Ellen when you were listening?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, I haven't heard.
I mean, after you turned up the mic the first time during the mic tests before we actually went live, it was fine.
I don't know what was going on during that 10 minutes, but apparently it was that way back here, too. And you did check in the sound when Roger was sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was coming through loud and clear?
Yep.
Maybe it was maybe a glitch got in the system during that time. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
I just thought, I know that it must have been coming through when DeWine was coming through because somebody commented this morning about when he sat down and said, now you're still a Democrat to Mary Ellen.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, so he said that in such a soft voice, and he was sitting furthest away from the computer, that he would have had to have been picking up on a microphone for that to be heard.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that computer does have a fairly good built-in mic. There is that. I mean...
What wasn't coming through on those football games?
Yeah, but there's also a lot more people up there.
Well, there were some people in that room, too. You would have picked up all those people around. I mean, did it sound like people were talking into microphones yesterday?
I think so.
Or did it just sound like people were floating around?
Well, no, everybody sounded about the same, so it would seem to me that it's... They, you know... My mic started to fall.
It was quite the broadcast, though. I thought it was very,
yeah,
very good.
So. Little Brown Jug this year was good.
And the 80th. 80th Little Brown Jug, which I think is great.
Well, yeah, I mean, 8 years to do an event that's a good time.
That is a good time. There's nothing wrong with the 80th Little Brown Jug. Do you remember the name of the winning horse? Somebody did ask
Blueprint.
That earlier.
Blueprint.
Huh? Blueprint?
Blueprint.
Blueprint. Oh, that's right. Blueprint.
Yeah,
we did say that on the broadcast last night. Blueprint. That was horse number one, right?
Blueprint, yep.
Yep. So, good horses, good time. Now, remember, next hour, we got something special coming up. You're going to hear a voice from the past. That'll be fun.
Exciting.
That'll be fun. You'll get to listen to that. Matt will go do something for that hour and then return during the noon hour, and we'll talk more about the Little Brown Jug and also talk about tonight's game. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so.
I think tonight's game has a possibility to be fun, but who knows? Could show up, and it might be a blowout. You know, sometimes that's the way with these rivalry games.
I'm hoping River Valley shows up and puts Harding like 52-0.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It probably won't.
But I think...
But I can hope.
I don't know. This is the game where people spit at each other. Wasn't there a dust-up last year at this game? When it was at River Valley and raining like crazy?
There was. I think a player... Maybe somebody spit on somebody? Was that the
That's
thing?
What I'm saying.
Somebody got... So I do remember last year at one of the games, somebody got thrown out of the game for spitting on somebody else.
There's always a drama in these games. So it's tonight, River Valley Harding, at Harding. Our broadcast will probably kick off at 6:30, but stay with us. If nothing else, we'll be on by 7 when the game starts and have the call of the... And who knows who will drop by? You never know. It's not going to be four people in the broadcast booth, but halftime and all that, it's fun to see who drops by. All right, a voice from the past coming up next hour, and Matt will be back at noon. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.